The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the show once again, listeners, where each Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. we talk about all kinds of things real estate and mortgage related.
That's right. And sometimes we even talk about things that are mortgage and real estate related. Usually we have,
we're talking about a lot of other things. Talk about.
I know. Sometimes we even get around to it. Yeah.
No, sometimes we actually do talk about so many other things that we do kind of, have to throw it in at the end of a segment or something.
We have always interesting guests on and,
we do.
And lots and lots to talk about. And just a reminder, this is a live call-in show.
Yes,
it
is.
If you have questions for us that are real estate or mortgage related or for our guests, give us a ring. You can reach us toll-free, 866-712-1300. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's the number. Yeah. Do you want to say the number one more time?
866-712-1300.
Okay. I know I kind of
talked You're just checking to see if I remembered it or not. But
no, I think it's yeah. You've glommed onto it. You even said a few weeks ago you started giving it away to somebody instead of your work number. So that tells me it's become ingrained.
I know it's burned in there now. So it'll be one of those pieces of superfluous information that I'll always have like stored. Like I have my Sears credit card number. I haven't used Sears credit card in probably 15, maybe 20 years, but for some reason...
This might be why a lot of their stores are
shuttering. I know the number. I know. Are they even still around? No, I for some reason, I memorized that like way, way back when, and I can still remember it, and I have no idea why. But I need to like purge that and replace it with something much more useful, I think, at this point.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. The one I always have to remember about you is Eric is my banker.
There you go.
You know, your Twitter handle, your website.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's nice and easy. Well, it's just like Team Reba.
Yeah.
It's very simple. Very easy to remember. TeamReba.com.
That's
voila.
Right.
There you go.
And you can always reach us that way. You know, if you got a Reba question, it's Team Reba.
Yeah.
You got an Eric question, it's Eric is my banker.
So simple.
Real simple. Real straightforward. A lot easier than spelling my last name.
You know what's going to even be... No, isn't that the truth? You know what's also going to become even more simple in a couple weeks? Our new mobile app. For Team Reba.
Which is top secret in development, so you're pulling the wrapper off of it, huh?
I don't know if it's top secret because I keep tweeting about it and stuff, but yeah. Yeah, no, we got a great company called Bizoku.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about hard spelling. B-I-Z-O-O-K-U, Bizoku.
Oh, okay. I was going to thought, you mean the bubblegum company.
No, that's not Bazooka.
Oh, I got it.
Not Bazooka. Bizoku. No, Bizoku.
Yeah.
They're based down in Federal Way.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. South Enders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. And they're doing some really cool, interesting stuff with mobile apps. And we're doing their kind of 2.0 version of mobile app development, which will integrate radio. So I'm super excited. So someone can download the app on iPhone or Android. And then when we're on air, they're going to get an alert. So then they don't have to go chase down a computer screen and stream it or wait till it comes out again on, Friday. Of course, they can always do that, but they'll always be able to get a hold of all of our past episodes in the app as well. Plus, get all the content from the blog where, we have over 1,000 articles from the last 14 years.
Right.
And everything else we do.
Fluffy things either. These are like meat and bones.
Lots of meat and bones. In fact, actually, last night I was sending off a bunch of links to one of our clients because she's considering writing an offer on a condo, and we got the resale certificate in advance. And, I was sending her past articles I've written about what to look for when you're going through the resale review and things such as, and other books that are really good on the topic of purchasing condos and the things to look for and the legal things to be aware of. So there's a lot of great content out there.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of other great content, though.
Yeah, we have classes coming up.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, which one do you want to talk about first?
How about let's do it in chronological order.
Go for it.
So March 4th, Saturday, March 4th. If you are or know a first-time home buyer, this is the officially sanctioned Washington State Housing Finance Commission 5-hour class for first-time buyers. And this is the class that you have to take if you want to have eligibility for special zero-down financing programs or tax credits.
Cool stuff. It's really great stuff.
In fact, the tax credit program, it's called a mortgage credit certificate, was off the table for a little while because the state ran out of money. But it's
nobody
back.
Likes to run out of no. money.
It's back, and this will entitle first-time home buyers to a tax credit, translate refund, of 20% of your annual mortgage interest. It's a huge thing.
It's a tremendous savings. You know, we said this last week when we had Linda Foley from the child organization, the Children's Institute of Learning Differences. You know, they had a great fundraiser, by the way. We had a great time Friday afternoon. But in that same episode, we were talking about this is not just information that helps you navigate your first time purchase, but we get into all kinds of things such as credit and credit scoring, what really is behind those things. And that's information for life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the goal of this, of our first time buyer class is not that you just kind of check off, okay, I took the class. So really give you tools that are going to make you more a more savvy buyer, a more knowledgeable buyer, and hopefully make all the right decisions, you know, when you're jumping into that.
Because it's
it can be overwhelming. It can be really overwhelming.
It's not only overwhelming, but there's oftentimes not as many people around that should be to help you with understanding the process and what's going on.
No, it's just like, here's some papers, sign it, or here's the house, you know, write the offer. But they're not really doing the research. Is this a good thing for you?
Right.
Does this make sense, you know, given your financial plans?
Exactly. So we come up with strategies and all kinds of fun stuff depending on what the market conditions are. So it's really good.
So if you're interested in that class, so it's going to be Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Did you get the location
sorted? It's in West Seattle.
Okay.
At the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center, which is big old Youngstown. It's right on Del Ridge and just kind of
easy
on the edge
the
of
highway.
West Seattle. Easy to get to.
Yeah.
It's the class is free of charge, but the space is limited, so you have to call and register. Best way to do
Or email.
Or email.
Preferably email.
Yeah, just send an email. info@teamreba.com.
Correct.
And that's the way you can register for the class. Again, it is free and we feed you.
Yeah, so which we'll is a pretty big bonus because the association or the organization that sponsors these classes, they make us have them for free. I mean, it's a big commitment because it's 5 hours of teaching time for me and you.
Plus prep time,
set up and tear down. We actually buy people lunch. Most of the other people who do this class don't do that.
Right.
But it's a tremendous offering. And, I just can't say enough fantastic things about it. But the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center is a unique facility. For anyone who's listening, though, because I want to make sure we get to the other class, parking, if you want to come there, is in the lot. But because there's also artist apartments there, you can't always find parking in their parking lot. So there is street parking available. But if you're going to email us at info@teamreba.com, please give us your name, the number of people that you are RSVPing for. We need everybody's name as well as contact information, because if lo and behold something comes up, like say that snow we had a couple of weeks ago, we need to know how to reach people if there's a cancellation or something like that, because we never want, if there's something that goes on, people to be left in the lurch if we can't complete. So again, info@teamreba.com. But that same email address can be contacted for
investor class.
So
that's going to be on April 29th.
Correct.
Coming up at a location yet to be determined, but somewhere in the general Seattle area.
It's going to be in the Seattle area, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon. So not as long, and we're going to really get down into the nitty-gritty of, you know, it's going to be kind of an intro class. This is not going to be the deep dive, you know, getting into things like modified internal rate of return, but actually we will touch on that because we're going to be looking at software programs that help with the analyzing of property. Help you figure out the, you know, long-term holds, you know, what goes on with depreciation, how does it impact your bottom line as well as your after-tax dollars. I mean, there's all kinds of great, great content that will be part of that class.
Well, and anyone who hasn't yet, you know, or if you're just thinking about venturing into purchasing investment property, it's really, really good to have as many resources and tools available as possible, because even simple things like, do I buy this home and what price should I pay for it, take on a whole new meaning when you're buying it as an investment rather than when you're buying it as a home that you're going to live
in.
And
that's the key thing. You make your money when you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing the analysis for the future,
right,
which is very, very different than buying a house to live in for 10, 20, 30 years. You might have a hold period of 10, 20, 30 years on an investment, but is that the right move, really?
Right, exactly.
So no, we'll take a look at those things and those questions.
Right, and hopefully also give folks a dose of reality, you know, for that too, because...
Oh, we're going to dunk them in it.
Yeah, okay, we're going to pummel them. We're going to hose you down with reality.
Yeah, well, because, you know, I will tell you, I've been talking to a lot of people lately, and there's a bunch of so-called gurus out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're charging a lot of money to supposedly teach people, and we might have a small charge on this class. I just taught it for Rental Housing Association, and they charged $45 to their members, and I had to volunteer my time.
Mm-hmm.
They charged $45 for their members and $65 for non-members. We're going to do the class.
It is a bargain.
It's still a bargain considering the knowledge base you walk out with.
Mm-hmm.
We will probably have a small fee on this. I don't think it'll be as much as what RHA was charging, but it's going to be kind of similar type content with a little bit more, and we're going to get more into the financials than we did with their intro class. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's going to be a pretty tremendous offering. But just to let our folks out there listening right now know what the rest of the show is going to be about, because it's not just going to be a pitch for, you know, these classes we're doing. We actually have a gentleman by the name of Kevin Pierce, who is with, he's the owner of Cascade Builder Services.
Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yes, thank Happy you for be being here. Yeah, thank you. We're glad you, thank you for taking the time out of what I'm sure is an extremely busy day.
Yeah, extremely.
Yeah, so thank you for being here. So we're going to be talking about, you know, the name doesn't tell people what you guys do. So we're just going to throw the little teaser out there. If you've ever bought new construction and you've ever been told this house comes with a builder warranty, your firm, Kevin, is one of the companies out there that provides those services and the warranty, correct?
So we manage the warranty for the builder,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to dive deep into that when we get into the second, third, and fourth segment. So we're about to have to go into a break. We'll probably do our market update with rates as soon as we come back. But thank you for listening. We'll be right back with Open House with Team Reba in just a few.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.